Lindsay, I guess.
No boyfriends?
Linda asks the question so casually, like we're old friends catching up, but I'm not stupid. Omegas aren't supposed to date. They're also not supposed to use hormone suppressants so they can go out and get wasted and hook up with random betas or deltas. Whore is a word the Omega Council isn't afraid to lob around. Omegas are supposed to listen, be good girls. No partying, no drugs, no fun. Unless you know how to find it. While most Omegas do follow the rules, there are a few of us who beat at the bars of our gilded cages, pounding our fists onto the metal until it breaks and we can escape, if only for a little while. Of course not, I say, tipping my head to the side. I'm waiting for my pack. I'll say whatever it takes to get her to stop asking questions. Just before an Omega's 21st birthday, they take a compatibility test and get assigned to a pack. There's a fancy ceremony with pretty dresses and makeup. All of the fanfare is meant to make Omegas feel better about the process. My heat is 2 weeks away, and if the therapist says I'm well enough, on Friday I'll be matched with a pack. It would be lying to say the thought of being given to a pack was fine by me. It's not okay, but it's better than the alternative. No match means I get kicked out of the apartment the council gave me when I turned 18 and sent back to my parents. That can't happen.
Have you been drinking?
No.
Drugs?
No. She lifts an eyebrow.
You'll be fine to give a sample then?
Of course. I hold her gaze. You've been a big help. She's been exactly no help. Still, Linda preens at my words, adjusting her glasses and grinning like she's won the lottery.
It's good to hear that, Whitney. You've come so far from the troubled Omega you used to be.
I return her smile, hoping it doesn't look too fake.
The cup is in the bathroom. You know what to do.
Right. I'll be back. I stand and take my purse. Linda is too naive and trusting. A smarter therapist would realize what I've been doing. There's a chance that maybe she doesn't care if I cheat on the piss test, but I doubt it. Linda thinks she's doing good in the world. If she knew I had a cup full of pee in my bag, she'd be mad. I lock the bathroom door and grab one of the cups from the basket. Setting my purse on the edge of the sink, I quickly transfer the sample into the clean cup and shove the dirty one into my bag. Lindsay has a guy, and thanks to him, whenever I have these appointments, I have what I need to pass all the Omega Council's required drug testing. Lindsay has a lot of connections for a lot of illegal things, but that's part of why I like her. She doesn't ever ask why I need the things I do, probably because she's used to people breaking laws and bending rules, and I never give her a hard time for using my apartment to stash her illegal supplies. Easy access to clean urine samples makes risking my neck worth it. I flush the toilet, drop the cup off in the window, and wash my hands. Linda closes her notebook and studies my face when I sit in my chair.
I know it's been a long few years coming to see me, but I'd like to think we know each other fairly well.
Stifling a snort, I nod and glance at my feet. We've been seeing each other for a while. My self-help therapy books know me better than this lady.
That's why what I'm about to tell you is hard for me.
My blood runs cold. She's going to fail me. I'll have to move back with my family. My throat constricts and my stomach turns, threatening to embarrass me. Keeping a calm facade on the outside, I meet her eyes, knowing she's too oblivious to notice my inner turmoil. Linda means well, but she's horrible at her job.
I think you'll make a pack very happy. They'll be lucky to have you, but you should work on making friends. Maybe a Delta within your pack. Being an Omega is a lonely life if you don't have someone to confide in. Alphas aren't always the best of listeners.
The relieved laugh I release is breathy.
I'll work on it. I think you're right. I need to make a better effort.
She nods.
It takes two people to be in a friendship. Sometimes it's hard, but you've made the effort. You'll find more friends the harder you try.
Thank you so much for everything, Linda. I put my hand over my heart and sniff.
Oh, don't cry, she says with a chuckle. My mascara can't handle it. So long as your results come back clean, you are well on your way to a new life. Don't waste it.
I nod and stare.